it's coming down, y'all. Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 288. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal. There's a hurricane.
Storming really, really bad. It's really scary to drive in.
It is. It took me, it didn't take me super long, but instead of doing the average speed we normally do to drive Stevie to school, we did like 35 on the freeway because it was storming so bad.
Yeah, it's scary.
Hella bad.
There's an area of the freeway like towards Concord. like when you pass, like you don't get on 680, you keep going.
Yeah.
You know that little patch right there?
Yep.
It's slippery. It's like hydroplane area. And I was on it over the weekend and I almost freaked the fuck out. And then I remembered like stinkers be driving right there too. And I just don't be trusting kids driving, so
I know
I've been stressed out.
He knows when he hydroplanes to just take his feet off and just
I was sure to explain that.
Good. Yeah, I was telling Stevie that today because she was like, "I'm scared to drive because in the rain when I start driving, because you know, hydroplaning." And I was like, "Just take your feet off and just hold the wheel, girl."
I'm like a pro driver. I've been driving most of my life, and the fear that I feel, because I know what it feels like to spin out. I've spun out multiple
and
times.
Let God have it.
Let God have it. The fear. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, it's really scary. One time, we used to have this Camaro. It was like a 94 Camaro Z28. It was really fucking nice.
I'm like, that would be nice to have.
And I wish I had it now. It was like powerful, and it was a day like this, and me and one of my sister-in-laws were pulling out of Walmart in Martinez, and I hit the gas just a little too much, and it was like posse, bitch. The whole back end swung. I was going to turn. It just kept going, and I landed on the island right there, and we were stuck, and I was like spinning the wheels trying to get out, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Were you guys like, laughing?
Yes, crying, laughing.
Oh,
but
I
was like,
crying.
What the fuck? And then this man came and he like got in the driver's seat for me and was like able to get it out. It was scary. It was fucking, I just remember being like, oh my God. And just that, you know that feeling.
You've spun around like three times.
Yes.
Because when we were younger, I remember waking up and looking up and we're just in the rain.
In this weather. Yes, it's always.
Across the highway. And I think about that and we're so lucky. One, that SUV didn't tip.
Yeah.
But that we didn't slam into another car. We literally
were going fast. Yeah.
We were doing it.
It was highway speed. It was
at least 65.
Yes.
That was fucking terrifying.
Yes.
So you've spun a few times.
I know that feeling, and I'm just like, fuck, when I hydroplane, and then I immediately think about how much tread do I have left on my tires. Like, you know.
Mine are new when I hydroplane.
Yeah, mine aren't new, but, I mean, they're not bald.
Like, or when I go to take off, and it doesn't grip, you know what I mean?
And it skips.
Yes.
The wheels skip.
That's fucking
that
scary.
That shit is scary, too.
I don't like it.
So you guys, be careful if you have to drive. Try to wait until the rain stops, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
Ugh. Yeah.
Guess what, you guys? I have my medication appointment.
I'm
for
happy
ADHD
for you
today. We'll see what they say. Yeah. I went and peed yesterday
good.
For my drug test.
Good, you got it done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
So they can see I don't like meth.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm a little nervous.
I went to my appointment yesterday.
How'd it go?
So yesterday was like doctor's appointment day.
First
I go with Stinkers to his appointment with his new primary care.
Do you
and,
like him?
It's a lady. It's like a kind of younger Asian lady. She was hella fucking nice. And
good.
I like their office staff and everything. And she checked out his leg and stuff and gave him, you know, a referral to an orthopedic doctor so we could get that going, get new x-rays and all that. Because it's been a while.
Yeah.
Get it rechecked and stuff. And then this asshole gets out the car with crutches. I was like, you're doing a lot. You're putting it on thick. You don't need, leave him in the fucking car. You don't, why did you even use those? Why did you even bring them? Like, cause he probably cause he was advised to use them, but like you ain't been using them. So we're going to keep it real. Don't bring those in there.
So funny.
But I had her like order labs and everything so that we could see if, cause he gets really bad migraines, not to just be telling all his medical business. He gets them bad. He gets them once a week, I'd say. And if he doesn't catch it and take something like when it's first coming on, he'll end up throwing up, damn near have to go to the ER. Like it gets so fucking bad.
But he gets headaches too.
His dad is really prone to getting them too. Yeah, his dad gets them more than I do. I get them like maybe once a month. Lately I haven't been getting them, so that's a great thing.
Dude, I had one so fucking bad the day before yesterday. I almost had Mark take me to the ER. I fell asleep in the bathtub for 3 hours.
If you don't catch it, like when you first feel that feeling coming on, you're fucked. And but for him, like I told her, Excedrin really works well for him. Just he has to take it when he first, you know, feels it coming on. Yeah. Anyway, we talked about that and I was like, can you order like a full panel? Because he hasn't had any blood work done in a long time. Just see if he's like low on anything. If anything is low, maybe that could be triggering. I don't know. He's so small. I just want to make sure like full everything is. Yeah. So she agreed and talk to him about weed smoking and stuff. And she, I guess she's a mother of boys too. And she's like, I'm not going to lecture you, but you know,
good.
And vaping, talked about vaping and stuff. Anyway, so we finished his appointment. Peace is with us. You know, she's being the star of the show. She's like, I want to go to my appointment now. I'm like, you don't have one today. She really wanted to see a doctor. I was like, no, we're going to mine. So we part ways with him when we leave and we go straight to my appointment. So this is the first time I did a psych appointment in person since before COVID. Damn. I had been doing them over the phone because like they didn't have in-person appointments for like 2 years or whatever. And then I just kind of continued to do the phone thing because I don't like to go in. I was sitting there like psych appointment. Like it is a psych appointment because psych, I'm never coming back in this motherfucker again. Really? Never again. I'm just going to say, without sounding too judgy, it's a lot of people in need in there. Men. Couple women. But it was hella fucking men in there that were, like, kind of scary. And, like, gave me bad vibes.
Oh,
and,
nah.
You know, there's an officer downstairs that is posted up, a sheriff. But he ain't upstairs. So if something happens, it's going to take him a minute to get up there. So I'm looking around the waiting room, like, what can I grab and, like, hit somebody with if I needed to? And I'm, like, looking for a lamp. I'm looking for an object, a chair. That
sucks when you have to feel like that, though.
Yeah.
Not safe.
And a chair is, like, my only option. And I'm looking like, fuck. And, you know, she is very friendly, but I'm like, uh-uh. So I give her my phone.
Not today.
You don't talk to them. So they're talking to each other, like, themselves. Let them finish their conversations. You get in the phone.
Especially if they get agitated.
Yes.
Like,
yes. So that's what I was praying did not happen. Somebody come in there with an attitude or whatever. So I'm like keeping her noise level down. She was good. She was really good. She didn't make any noise. We had like she was on YouTube or something really low and like stayed in that. But this one guy comes in and he's like, hey, asks everybody in the room for a cigarette. I don't even look up. So he don't ask me because I would have been like, don't ask me for shit. Don't ask women for nothing. You know, that I hate that shit. So he's asking everybody for a cigarette and shit. And he sits down next to me. And I'm just like.
He holds your hand.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't say nothing to me.
You're like, Santana, don't you even.
Oh, God, I know. I'm like sitting there like, please don't even look at these people in the eyes. She fucking, he says hella loud out of nowhere. Yeah, I saw it get screwed in really hard yesterday. And just out of nowhere. And I'm just sitting here shaking my head like.
How you not laugh?
Please don't ask. What is he talking about? Please don't let him start explaining further. Like he wasn't talking to anybody. He just maybe a Tourette's thing. I don't know. Oh. He just said it out loud. Really booming loud. And I was just like, please hurry up and call my fucking name.
Me. I'd be the one to laugh.
Oh, my God. It was just like. Yeah. And I'm just sitting here like, fuck. So she calls me in And she was like, oh my God, like, I'm so happy to meet you in person finally. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not really happy to be here. So I tell her I'm off my meds again. And I tell her, I think it's been a month. But then I get to thinking and I'm like, I think it's been a lot of months.
It's been a lot.
How do you know? Did because, I say it?
Yes. It was like hella months. And then you said, I started my meds again.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think you like carried it through.
I don't know how long it's been. So I told her it's
we'll go
been
back
like,
and listen to the show.
Maybe someone knows.
It's been months.
I told her that it's, I think it's been like 3 weeks to a month. So I know it's fully out of my system.
That's where and Stingers then I'm sitting gets there, it with them fucking crutches.
And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, no, I think it's been a lot of months. But I've been picking up my prescription. That's the part that's confusing me. Because I have been picking them up. I just You're haven't been them. Swallowing them. So I'm like, when was the last time I was swallowing some? And I'm trying to think about that. I really don't fucking know. So I tell her I'm unsure. I think she can tell.
Yeah.
And we just start talking and I start telling her certain things. And then I'm like, I continue down the list. And she's like, wait, talk to me about these intrusive thoughts. And I was like, oh, you want to go back on that? And she goes,
you're
yeah.
like, I'm not being committed.
I'm not telling you details. Don't ask me for your own personal enjoyment.
For real.
So
you can go home and have nightmares.
So I just tell her like they're sexual in nature. They're very violent. They're as violent as like I'm trying to give clues. They're as violent as can possibly be. Like,
yeah.
You know, don't make me give you an example. So she's looking at me and she's like, but they're not like telling you to do anything. These aren't feelings of things you want to do. And I'm like, no, it scares me.
Yeah.
So I tell her how I distract myself.
That's what Naya said. They I'll scare start. Her.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, will I do it? Will I have a bad day and do it? You know what I'm saying? It's a constant fear of mine. So I tell her I distract myself because it makes me panicky. So I'll either put on music, I'll get on the phone, I'll start a conversation. You yeah. know what I mean? Get occupy my brain with something else so that I could get off of what keeps coming in my fucking head. And I get visuals and they're not fun.
Yeah.
So she was really just wanting to make sure it wasn't like suicidal ideations or like plans to carry this shit out. And I'm yeah. like, no, like. But this, you know, I've always had this. This isn't new. We tried medicine before. That kind of helped. But I was like, the more I think of it, I don't know if it was like a placebo effect. And I was like just convincing myself it was working really well. Mm-hmm. But like, oh, I forgot to tell her about the blurred vision. I just told her I was having problems with this. So I stopped taking yeah. it because it wasn't helping me enough to continue it.
Right.
And I don't want to try it again. So she puts me on the same meds as Naya. And so, of course, I interrupt her. And I'm like, actually, I have a niece that recently started it. And she's doing really good. So this time I am open to taking it instead of just picking up the prescription and putting it in my pharmacy at home next to yeah. my bed. and so she's like, yeah, you know, I mean, like, don't let the descriptions that you read online and shit scare you. And I'm like, she's like, a lot of people do, so don't do that. Just you have to see how it is with your own chemistry. Don't go off of what you read online.
Yeah,
all that. So I'm gonna try it, take it at night. And then I told her my social anxiety is probably the worst it's ever been.
Yeah.
It just gets worse and worse, and I told her it's to the point where I'll be in front of like somewhere and sit there for a minute and drive off and be like, never mind, after driving all the way there. Like, so it's really inconvenient and frustrating yeah. and causing problems. Or I'll be somewhere and I will wait forever to go in, you know, if I go in at all. So
right.
So she prescribed me for that to take a lower dose of the hydroxyzine.
Jesus Christ, you and I are on the exact same.
Did they give her that too? Because the one I
have for anxiety
for bedtime is like a higher dose, you know. So she was like, that's too much to try to take during the day. I'll give you a lower one.
Fucking knocked out.
Yeah. And I said, so I just suffer, you know, until bedtime because I don't have anything that I could take yeah. during the day. So whatever, we'll try that and see, make sure it doesn't make me too drowsy so that I could take it when I need it. She said that should help with that. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. I took the medicine last night But you know, it's going to take like a week or something for me to feel anything and know anything different. I'm just really out of it today because my sleep schedule was fucked up this morning.
Did you like her?
I did. Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I've done sessions with her on the phone for a while, for years. Yeah. So I already like kind of knew her, but she's nice. At one point she was handing me tissue and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm thinking, do I look like I'm crying? Because I'm not crying. Like, is my face, am I making a crying face? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I don't want tissue. Like, get it out of my face. But she's like,
I want you to cry.
She really wants me to do therapy. She was like, I think that would be really helpful for you. I think you should at least try it. And she wants me to continue my appointments in person because of the social anxiety thing. She's like, I want you to just force your way through it, kind of like an exposure therapy thing.
How often does she want you to go? Every few months or something?
Well, for now, because we're starting something new, I got to go back in 4 weeks. But after I get on a regular medication schedule, then we could drag it out longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be good.
Yeah.
Bring your gun to the waiting
room. I know. They don't search me, so I probably could. It's a gross ass office. It's a gross ass county office. I feel like it's worse than the last time I was there. It just looks dirty. Like the carpet is hella fucking old. And it's just,
That's so fucked up. Mm-hmm.
The furniture is shitty in the downstairs. The upstairs is a little bit better. But it's just like, it's a really shitty county office.
Like, we don't give a fuck about y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fucked up.
But it's the office I'm familiar with. I like the staff, you know, whatever. So I want to continue going there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter.
That's really the goddamn groundhog. Does he wear a top hat and jeans? That's cute. Coat. And a little coat with tails. That's really cute.
The motherfucker saw the shadow.
He didn't last year, huh?
So we get more winter. It's rude. I'm not happy about it. Goddamn you, Phil.
It is rude.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to Pease that it's still winter time because she wants floaties and goggles and shit she was asking for. And I was like, that's a little premature. It's not time for that yet.
I'm with her.
Yeah, she wants water wings and all kind of. Can I get goggles? I'm like, for swimming? Not yet. You got some time.
Because I am over this shit.
Yeah.
We always love to complain about the weather. If it's too hot, we complain. If it's raining, we complain.
Yeah.
I'm happy when it's like 75, 80. That's good.
80 might even be pushing it for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like a good 75.
Yeah. It's like perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I went to... I got sent to another pharmacy last night, and so I had some time. So I was like, let me go to the thrift where I be finding good shit lately, right? And I need to cut back on my spending because my credit cards are getting a little bit out of control. I've been like doing too much. So I was like, I have bags in my trunk of shit that I need to drop off. So I was like, I'm going to do that, and I'm not going to buy anything unless I absolutely fucking need it. So I pull up and there's like these paper handwritten signs all over the windows and the door. And it's like, we're closed until further notice. So sorry. No donations either. What? All the lights are on. I see shit in there that I fucking want already.
That you need.
Yes. And I'm like, what is going on? And there's no explanation. And I need to know, like, did something happen here? It's in a bad neighborhood. I'm like, did something occur? I wonder
why it would be closed like that.
Yeah. Like,
because it's a new store.
And how can I find out?
Our old store. It's, you know,
it's very new. So I need to get on the neighborhood app.
Yeah.
Or something and get to dig in because I need to know what's going on because I saw a lamp that I want.
Did it say till when it's fucking?
Till further notice. When do I get the notice? I need to fucking know. How do I
get the notice?
Okay, so then I go in to the Dollar Tree next door, right? Because I needed to get a couple things in there. And it's storming outside. It's nighttime.
You should have asked them what happened.
Oh, they might not know. It was chaos in there.
It's chaos. Always chaos.
Oh, my fuck. I'm talking about dope fiends everywhere. It was like a 60-year-old Mexican woman with a BBL and a crop top.
Nice.
And I was like, I respect it. I mean, I'm talking about the kind that look like a cartoon.
Yes.
BBL. Like, I'm TJ special.
Yes.
Like,
her shit was that's what I thought.
Dramatic. And she's hella loud. She's in there getting, like, shit to make party favors. Like, there's a lot going on in here.
Last time I went in one of those, the fucking two cashiers were about to fist fight.
That I could see that happening
across registers.
I could see that happening. It's chaos at this location. And I'm fucking getting rang up, and all of a sudden this song, it's slapping. It's so fucking loud. I don't know if it's like modern country or like what kind of song it is. It's so fucking loud. I thought it was a car pulled up slapping it with the windows down at the door, right? That's what I'm thinking is going on. I'm trying to pay. The cashier is like this older Asian woman. She's just shaking her head and rolling her eyes. She's so fucking irritated, right? And I'm like kind of like giggling to myself. Because it's like, it's so loud, it's off-putting, right?
Yeah.
I look to leave, and there's a man holding the door open for this lady. She's in a go-kart. She's in a
boombox.
No, it has speakers built in.
Come on.
It's a red go-kart that has a roof. It has headlights and taillights. It looks like a mini car.
Naya wants one of those.
Bitch, it's so fucking big, and it's slapping so loud, and it's an older black lady in it, and she goes, I just need some gum. And I'm like, how are you going to get in line and to pay in that? No one's going to be able to ring you up in that. The man that's holding the door is laughing. Sure, she won't turn the music down. And talk about, I just need some gum.
Modern country.
I'm crying, laughing. Like, oh, please let me out the door before you let her get all the way in. Because this is going to take a while. They're trying to maneuver it to get her to be able to drive in.
So they're motorized fucking scooters that are little cars that you can drive.
Bitch.
And Naya's been telling me she wants one. Because, you know, Naya's like, I don't want to drive. Like, her anxiety. She's like, there's no way I can learn to drive.
And where is she going to drive it to? Around the neighborhood?
Yes, and Julian said, I'm not having my fucking girlfriend driving one of those slow people scooters.
Looking like Carolyn. Driving around. Where are you going to go? He said,
what do I look like having my girlfriend drive one?
He got to put his foot down about something. If it ain't nothing else, he got to put his foot down about that. I don't give a fuck.
I was crying.
The lights that were coming on, it was red. It looked like a big ass Stuart Little car with a tall roof and like a hard top. It's not a soft top. Like, it's a hard top roof. And I'm like, what is this? I've never even seen this before. The music was so fucking loud.
It has a good speaker system.
It has surround sound.
I wonder if it was aftermarket.
Her nephew or somebody tuned her shit up. Yes. It was so loud.
Bug, I wish you had a picture.
I wanted to, but I was like, I feel fucked up taking her picture. Because I don't know if something's wrong or if she's just wild. Right. I don't know.
Could be either.
But it was so... Oh, I just sat there for a minute in the car because I was parked at the door. And I was like, is she really going to get it in?
Did she?
Yes. It took forever. And she finally got it in. And I see her headlights and shit in the fucking store. I'm like, it's a circus over here. You know what parking lot I'm talking about. It's a fucking circus.
That parking lot is always insane between the liquor store and the dollar store.
I think there's like a methadone clinic over there or something. I've been saying that because there'd be zombies in that parking lot all the time.
A lot.
So there has to be some kind of clinic over there. It's crazy.
Or the plug.
something I don't know. It was just when I saw that fucking car, I was like gonna lose it.
Yeah, that's so fucking great. I wish
you're gonna drive
it
into the dollar store.
She's like, I'm going up and down the aisles, bitch,
because I need gum. You don't need have somebody go get the
you
gum
can't
for
step
you
step out the car, ma'am,
and have risk someone taking it. No.
Oh my God.
She should have sent dude that was opening the doors laughing, helping her, sent him to get the gum.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Oh. It was crazy. I might go back there today.
Just to go.
It was fucking
for the environment.
Chaos. Yeah. It was just chaos. That shit. Oh my God.
Oh, how funny.
Of course, I found the sunflower seeds I like. So I bought fucking 10 bags. I really needed to go for that and lollipops. And like.
You're not going to be happy until you have no skin in your mouth.
I've been cutting back. I don't eat a bag a day anymore. Well, a bag will last me 2 to 3 days now.
Well, that's an improvement.
Yeah. I cut back a lot.
Speaking of skin, did you know that your eyelids are made from the same skin as foreskin?
Bitch.
We got foreskin eyelids.
Why would you tell me that?
I knew you would love to know that.
Why, of all people, you would tell me that? You know how bad? Don't say that. Is it true?
Yes. It's the same skin material.
They say this is the same as balls. But I don't know. Mine are quite smooth.
Wow, I got a sweater on.
Are elbows the same as ball skin? No. Balls have like little braille almost. You know what I mean?
The lines?
Yeah, they have like, I don't know. Mine don't have that.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to rub my elbow, but I can't right now.
That ruined my day. I do not want
I don't want these eyes anymore.
Take these eyes out.
Yes,
I will say eyes. A friend of ours, a dear friend and listener, said something about knowing a doctor in Mexico that will do whatever this is called for like $800.
Really?
And I might do it.
Just what, lift your eyelids?
Yeah. You know, they do a little cut. And, you know, maybe not now, but like when it's really needed. Because it makes a huge fucking difference. Yeah.
Maybe a brow lift.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I'm definitely going to get some shit. I figure maybe 2 years at the most.
Yeah.
And then it'll be time to get like maximum, you know, results. Let it sag a little more.
But maybe that's not good to wait until you really need it to do it, because then it's like more work for them to do. I don't know. It's kind of preventative if you do it early.
I also was reading that when you do a facelift, it should be a deep plane facelift, so that when you do age, everything ages the same. Because if it's not a deep plane, I forget what the other one is, but if it's not, what happens is the part that was done stays tight, and then the other parts age differently.
That would be fucked up. What does deep plane mean? Like a full facelift?
I guess it goes into certain fucking parts, but yeah, it's a full.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
So then what? You have to have another fucking.
It's fucked up. It's like with Botox. When you get it some places and you freeze areas, others crease more.
Because they're making up.
Yeah, because they're making up for the lack of movement around it. The surrounding areas being frozen are causing those to have too much movement almost.
Yep. Yeah, I never had fucking, when I smiled, fucking wrinkles here ever. And
I mean, well, you're older now, so.
Yeah, but it happened as soon as I did.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And the doctor told me it's because there's nowhere to move anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Joan Rivers, me. I want to snatch everything completely.
Put it in a fucking ponytail back here, bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
Velcro straps on the edges of my skin and snatch them back.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll be ready for it soon. Yeah. I want it. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. What else is going on?
Speaking of, well, not really speaking of Black History Month, I came across a Christopher Dorner post.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I was reading his manifesto again. Remember I talked about him probably like one of our first 20 episodes. Do you remember who he is?
Yeah, I remember we talked about him. I don't remember when or why. I mean, just what was going on.
Yeah, it was like one of the first 20 episodes. And
I think that's when that was happening.
No, it happened in 2013.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That long ago?
And it's the anniversary.
Why was it just released then? I feel like.
I don't know. But so February is the anniversary. Because I believe it was like February 12th that they killed him.
Oh.
But I was reading his manifesto. And, you know, and then I went on YouTube and I was looking at like these little mini docs, like true crime shows.
Uh-huh.
And the three that I clicked on, of course, tried to spin it that he was a narcissist, an angry narcissist.
Oh, of course.
Who got disciplined at work and was mad at his superior. And lashed out.
Yeah, yeah.
And not what it really was is blew the whistle. And they were like, you violated the thin blue fucking brotherhood line, you know? But in his manifesto, I found interesting, he said,
That's weird that it took so long for me to learn about him because, you know, too. When we first started recording around that time is when I first ever heard of what happened. Same. And shit.
And we live in California.
Yeah. Very weird.
Very weird. So we said, Mia Farrow said it best, gun control is no longer debatable. It's not a conversation. It's a moral mandate. Never again should any public official state that their prayers and thoughts are with the family. That has become cliche and meaningless. It's time for action. Let this be your legacy that you bestow to America. Do not be swayed by obstacles, antagonists, and naysayers. Remember the innocent children at Austin, Kent, Stockton, Fullerton, San Diego, Iowa City, Jonesboro, Columbine, Nickel Mines, Blacksburg, Springfield, Red Lake, Chardon, Aurora, Newton. Make sure this... make sure this never happens again. And I was thinking about it. Dude, there's been how many more since 2013?
Thousands, yeah.
It's like Groundhog Day. And then he says, in my cache, you will find several small arms. In the cache, Bushmaster, Remington, blah, 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 blah. The same company responsible for the Portland Mall shooting, Webster, New York, and Sandy Hook massacre. And then he says, if possible, I want my brain preserved for science. I mean, this manifesto goes in depth, like so many areas. But he's like, if possible, I want my brain preserved for science research to study the effects of severe depression on an individual's brain. Since 2608, when I was relieved of duty, and 129, when I was terminated, I've been afflicted with severe depression. I've had 2 CT scans during my lifetime that are in my medical record at Kaiser. Both are from concussions resulting from playing football. The first one in high school, the second one in college. Both were conducted at Kaiser Hospitals in Orange County. These 2 CT scans should give a good baseline for my brain activity before severe depression began in 08. Hmm. And then he says, cyclists, I have no problem sharing the road with you, but at least go the fucking speed limit posted or get off the fucking road. This is a feasible request. Live strong, you fraudulent assholes.
Motherfuckers, the bitches on bikes. That's so funny that he had to like have an area for them too.
Then he goes, I mean, fuck? Like, it's so fucking well written. And then he goes into, if you continuously followed me while I was walking at night, I would confront you as well. Too bad Trayvon didn't smash your skull completely open, Zimmerman.
Right.
While Trayvon's body erodes to bone 6 feet under, Zimmerman has put on no less than 40 pounds while out on bail. Zimmerman arrested for battery on a peace officer and avoided jail prison because he completed a diversion program. That's a history of being an asshole. Zimmerman couldn't get hired by a law enforcement agency because of poor credit and a history of violence, restraining orders with women. So what does he do? Designate himself neighborhood watch captain and make complaints to a city council about the horrible work ethic and laziness of the officers patrolling his neighborhood. Good one, Zim. How classy that your father attempts to use his veteran status during your bail hearing, but doesn't state what his disability percentage is. Prior service personnel know it can be 5% disability to 100. You and your attorneys always avoid mentioning your father's occupation as a magistrate judge because I'm sure he's utilized his position to get you out of way more jams than the public has discovered and that your family is not indignant. Oh, tell your wife stop perjuring herself in court. Anonymous, you are hated, vilified, and considered an enemy to the state. I personally view you as a culture and a necessity that brings truth to a cloaked world. Forge ahead. Charlie Sheen, you are effing awesome.
No, he didn't. My God.
My opinion on women in combat. I wish all of you who attempt to pursue combat occupational roles the greatest success in completing, graduating, and qualifying in your respective schools' courses. Many want to see you fail. Remember, every one of you is a pioneer. There was a time when they didn't allow blacks to fight the good fight. This may be your civil rights. Don't quit. And there's just so much more, like, every area you can think of, he just... It's a great manifesto.
Yeah.
So if you have time, go read it.
I'm always happy when I see people with him on a t-shirt.
Yep.
I'm like, you're one of us.
Yep. When I was watching those fucking stupid ass true crime docs on YouTube earlier, I was so irritated. You know, I had to comment in the comments of all of them. It's hella mad. But I will say the comments of all of them were pro Dorner.
Good.
They were like, the public wasn't fucking scared.
Yeah.
We knew he was going after officers as he should.
We were safe.
Right.
Yeah.
He's coming after y'all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. You know they want to paint it how they want, though, so.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. But, yeah, that was shit. 12 years ago? 13 years ago?
Yeah. I don't know math. I'll believe you, though. That's interesting. Talking about the brain development and all that type of thing. I was thinking the other day of how many times I've been knocked unconscious.
Dude.
It has something to affect is it. Probably fucking wrong with me because of that. Like, I'm curious to have a scan done to see.
Can't you request an MRI?
Probably. I could mention it.
I think you should.
Yeah. I had brain trauma when I got jumped in 2016, for sure.
Yeah.
They determined that. And also because we don't know how long I was unconscious for. But there's multiple times that I was knocked unconscious. Like, it wasn't just like that incident, unfortunately.
And especially if you're knocked unconscious and you urinate while unconscious, it's fucking
Losing your faculties. Yes. Like, yeah, it makes a difference. Yeah. For sure. I'm curious to see. The doctor yesterday told Sinkers, your brain is not, you know, we were talking about the weed shit and stuff, and she was like, your brain is not done developing yet. And I was thinking, I can't wait to use that when next time I have to, like,
and he knows
tell him about something.
Your brain isn't even done developing.
You're still a fucking wet behind the ears baby.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Your brain is still growing and, like,
baby brain.
You're a baby. Don't argue with me.
Because it's a baby brain.
It is, Capricorn.
Right.
You have a baby brain.
You know, there's a condition with weed smoking that some people can develop. Fuck, I forget the name of it. But it causes you to be sick. You vomit a lot.
From weed?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be fucked up.
Yep.
I did point out, though, like, he's had jobs where when he was at the refinery, for instance, where he couldn't smoke and he did good. Like, when he has to quit for a reason, he's fine. And, you know, he doesn't have a problem quitting. So, like, let's not get to the point where, like, you can't do that.
Smoke
I don't
yourself,
know. Yeah. Fuckers. Like, you have to be able to stop or scale back, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. That shit be crazy. He'd be smoking every day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't smoke, but I can't imagine.
I remember driving on the freeway looking down like, bitch, you're doing 35.
Shut up. My God, because you were high? Oh, God.
In the slow lane, bitch.
You don't need
cruising.
To smoke. You do not need to fucking smoke.
No. The thought of smoke, fuck
35, that. Bitch. Yes. I'd be behind
maybe
you
40.
Laying on the horn.
Maybe fucking 40.
Oh, God. Mm-mm. I taught you better than that. So I'm excited. I don't want to say the name yet for obvious reasons, but there's a new coffee shop right by my house. Did you see that I sent you?
No.
I sent it to you, I think, on Instagram. You don't look at what I send you, I've noticed.
I do. I didn't see it.
All right. Well, I'm going to show you when we're done. Okay. And I'm really excited. They only have Mexican coffee beans. And it's like two Mexican dudes that are young that own it.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I love Mexican coffee.
It's like in walking distance. So
there's going to be cinnamon.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I want to check them out.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. I noticed that a lot of people that I know, even some personally, follow them. So I'm like, do you know the guys that own it? Like, I need to do some investigating. Because it's only been open for a little while. And,
oh, it's open?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to go.
And there's a lot of people I know that follow them that aren't even from around here. Oh. So how did y'all find this place? And I didn't know. Why didn't y'all tell me?
Rude.
Yeah. I want to, like, learn more about it and get acquainted so I could walk to get my little coffees in the morning. That would be cute.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. So I'll give you guys an update, let you know how it goes, and then maybe we can release the name.
Hey, did you know that I'm so late.
What?
Did you know the dude that made Super Size Me died?
Michael. No, not Michael. What was his name?
Morgan Spurlock.
He died? Maybe. Yeah,
last
maybe.
Last year.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
Cancer.
Yeah. I think we talked about it.
It was like finding out something brand new when I read it.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that because I thought it was such a good concept and like an interesting thing to do, you know, to document. And then watching it really grossed me out when he would puke. Oh,
man, he was sweating.
Yeah,
shit.
And like meat sweats and throwing up and shit. And it was just like, ugh, this is gross. And then I remember somebody did the same type of experiment like with Taco Bell and did really well and actually lost weight. And I was like, that's what I'm about. Yeah.
That's why we love it.
Yeah.
Except if they keep taking away the caramel empanada, I'm going to fucking.
Did they take it away?
I'm going to take them to court.
They took it away again?
Again. They brought it back a week and a half. And
I didn't
took it
even
away.
Fucking get one.
And the girl that works at the fucking Hercules one is like, those are nasty. No, they're not.
Oh, my God. Bitch. They pissed me off. That's there. Hella that rude. Location fucking sucks.
Dude.
Yeah.
So, everyone's so fucking high in there.
I hate it. I really hate that location.
They fucking can't get it together. So it's gone again, and I'm just so upset. Those are delicious. Up. And I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. I've been seeing videos lately about waxing etiquette. Have you ever got your vagina waxed?
No.
Me either. Never have.
I only spread it for boys.
Bitch. You know, I don't discriminate. I'm spreading it for whoever.
No, I mean non-binary, people I'm having sex with.
Whoever. Yeah. No, I don't get ingrowns, so I've never felt like I needed to wax it because I shave pretty often. I don't let it like get to the point where I could possibly get an ingrown. But anyway.
And the positions, I don't want to do them.
Yeah, I hear rumors that you have to be doggy style sometimes, and I would laugh.
So someone told me doggy style, but then another waxer, an esthetician, was like, no, you don't have to be doggy style. You can lay on your back, but you have to pull one leg up way back at a time.
Yeah.
It's like really... Spread
it's really
your
invasive.
Yeah.
So we have a friend and dear listener that's a waxer.
The lights off.
And she's offered many times to do it, right?
We have a few.
I just paid attention to what you said. You're like, rub it a little bit first. Take me to dinner first. Jesus Christ.
The lights off.
Lick it. Lick it when you're done. Me. I go to jail. No.
Because you're like, no, right here, putting their hand.
Hold it right there. Put your thumb right there. Fuck.
You're going to jail for assault. You're banned from
They're
all.
They're like, are you aroused, what? Bitch? Are you fucking
Your
aroused?
Your clit is engorged.
All of a sudden, I'm hella wet out of nowhere. She calls the cops. Why are you hella wet down there? This is done. We're done. Oh, my God.
You leave the half a bush, bitch. One side.
And an attitude. Because I couldn't finish. The mat is hella wet that I was on. I get asked to leave.
Oh,
no,
bitch,
but...
you go to prison.
Anyway, she's told me fucking horror stories, right? Horror stories. Like shit I would be in prison for.
Yep.
People coming in with BV. People coming in stank. People coming in leaking like green shit.
No.
I'm not kidding. Dookie on the butthole is like...
BV.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But like shit on the butthole is like we've talked about that before about a horror story that we heard. That's like common news in the waxing community. That's like, oh, that happens every day. It happens so common. What do you do? And she said you have to tell them, give them wipes and tell them, can you go and clean up first?
No. I would go and get in my car.
Get in my car and leave them alone in the room and drive away.
I would leave a $10 bill in the bathroom and I would just cut out and be like, I'm going to kill myself.
Wait, you mean if you were asked to clean?
No, if someone handed me a wipe and was like, can you clean yourself up?
If
you
I
poop?
Had to tell someone to go wipe their ass, if I'm the waxer, I would get in my car and leave and cut my phone off.
See, if I'm the pooper, I'm going to
be... You're going to be alone in the room. Wondering how do you lock up and probably stealing from me because no. I'm long gone.
And if I'm the pooper, I'm going to leave money. I'm going to pretend I'm going to the bathroom to clean up, but I'm going to leave money and I'm going home to kill myself.
And bitches don't care. They don't care. And I'm like, what happened to shame? How does nobody have shame? Like the fact that I'm seeing all these, you know how your algorithm is all fucked up. Mine is all fucked up. And I'm getting hella videos about this. And I'm like, I don't even be watching,
sorry, go ahead.
Waxing shit. Like, I don't be watching waxing videos to even get flooded with them, but the fact that I'm seeing all of these. And so I was asking her questions to confirm. She told me it's hella normal. She has to ask people to go clean up first before they start. That's fucking disgusting. But it went so far as today I watched a video and a lady's like, these are five things you have to do before you get waxed. One of them, and I think our girl should start doing this, is that you insist that they wear a tampon. And she says, whether or not you're on your cycle or not, nobody should be exposed to your fluids leaking. Like me, I'm aroused and now your whole fucking mat is wet or something. So now we're back. We had a little interruption, like an hour long interruption. It's okay. It had to get done.
It did. I think it went really well.
Yeah.
It was my appointment for meds.
Yes. We cannot miss that.
No.
So we were talking about waxing etiquette and like common woes that waxers have. So the wipe thing we talked about, putting in a tampon because nobody should be subjected to your fucking leaking pussy or like just an open ass hole. Like, how do you know somebody wants to be in your hole like that? Like, I do think a tampon would be a good idea. Just seal that up.
It's going to feel good when you have to pull it out.
If you're dry, it might be a problem. I don't know. Ugh. If you're naturally juicy, I think you're fine.
Or if you're ovulating, you're fine.
Yeah, then you're fine. I mean, I don't know. I just think that's good etiquette. Cover it up. Put a sticker over it. Hello Kitty. I don't know. Cover your
fucking...
Put
a wine cork in it.
Cover your hole. Like, that's polite. It said to exfoliate the day before. Also, it was just saying something about like what time of day to go is best.
Really?
Based on how hot the wax be, for yourself, I guess, based on how hot the wax be. If it's been like warming all day long, you don't want to go at the end of the day because you could be more susceptible to burns. So if you go earlier in the day when it's just getting warmed up, you know, for a few hours, you have less chance of burning at all.
Are you going to go get waxed?
No, because I don't like the idea that you have to grow it out some. Like, I might want to get some, you know, in the meantime. Like, I be shaving with the intention. I shave with intention, with dick intention. So, like right now, I'm kind of like, I didn't shave today, but I did yesterday. But what if I want to get some later? It's kind of stressing me out. I don't want a spiky vag to offer someone, you know?
Yeah, I'm okay with the growing out part.
I'm not
okay, bitch. I don't want to butterfly it for nobody. I don't want to do.
Also,
all
no
that.
One I know, like our girl, can't do it. I already told
we
her.
Have,
I'm
we
too
have another
fucking...
listener that is
really
offered. Yes.
See, we can't do it with people that
and a
we
family
know.
Friend.
Yeah. I can't do that. I have someone I used to call a cousin that I grew up with that knows how to wax and. She be waxing my sister, and I'm like, you're hella fucking weird. Like, you be in her pussy. You be in Candy's pussy. Like, that's hella fucking weird to me. I don't know. And they're fine with it. You know, when they got something, she got something coming up, or she's going out of town or whatever, she'll go and have her do it. And I'm like, that's weird as fuck. You would not be spreading your pussy for me. I'll pull my gun on you. Like, there's no fucking way that I would offer that to you. That's so, I don't know. It's so weird to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm weird.
I'd rather have a full fucking bush than fucking go do that. Honestly, yeah. Like for
I'd rather
real.
Use duct tape than have like a family friend fucking spread my pussy for me. Like,
I'd rather use Mark's hair cutting fucking
clippers. Yeah.
I was gonna say buzzers. His buzzers.
Use his buzzers. I'll use his buzzers before I fucking let a family friend fucking wax my pussy. Like, you're just don't. I'm modest, believe it or not. You know that. And I'm just like, you're not gonna be there unless you have a purpose. Unless you're getting sexual with me, I don't want you touching it.
See, I'm not super. Certain situations I'm modest, but overall I would say I'm not. But when it comes to fucking flaying open that, I'm very modest.
I can't be serious.
I feel raped like, at pap smears, you know, like I don't even want to show
they
them.
They should wax me at a pap smear because I'm already there.
That's a service you should be that, offering, Kaiser.
I should mention that at Planned Parenthood. Why Tell are them. You not offering any extra bells and whistles
Two birds,
with this?
One stone.
Yeah, let's try it out. I don't know. Also, yeah,
I'm not mad at that. If I'm already getting a fucking,
if I'm already spread open, because I really, yeah, I really don't mind that, because I feel like get in there and make sure I'm okay. Like, you know,
I hate them, but yes, they're necessary.
Yeah, I like the stretching. You know that. And then to me, them funny videos where women are like putting a dish scrubber into an Amazon poly mailer envelope and like, this is what a fucking, have you seen those? And they're like, this is what a pap smear feels like. It's not uncomfortable like that to me. Take I guess a, if it's a gentle, no, it. It's not like that to That's me. Terrible. I like it. Speaking of hair, so Crystal has been going on, I was going to say Facebook, YouTube live.
I got scared where you were going. You're all speaking of hair.
Crystal's like, been putting her pussy hair on YouTube live. So go on there. Definitely join in. I was on her live last night and Andrew asked a question and I'm like, are you trying to be funny? Are you trying to roast me on the low? What are you doing asking about jellyfish hair? I have jellyfish hair right now.
Do you?
I do. I just push it back. But if I was to go like this.
So that's called jellyfish.
This is jellyfish hair. It's bangs. It's this. And then it's this. So the way it was described was like a combination between like a mushroom and a mullet. And I was like, oh, so you are talking about me. And then like they didn't answer. But like it is.
I thought.
But a lot of people are getting them right now. I just so happened to end up with this because I was growing out my last haircut, which was mullet, but it's growing into a, and then I cut.
I didn't know the name of it. It looks cute.
Thank you. But
not everybody can pull that shit off though.
At all. True. Like me. But a lot of people, no. It's popular right now. A lot of people, I've seen a lot of, men and women get them. And, we were asked what we think of them. I like them.
I like it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of MySpace emo. You know, goth.
Yeah.
You
do you remember I had when I worked at Hubert Braun? Do you remember I had this? I had all of it like this. I had no bangs and I had it like this. And then I had two orange chunks in the front and then I had it long in the back. And then I just had it. Yep. Like, I have pictures. I'll post for highlights that you guys could see it. But I've been here before. So
the baby barrettes. Remember when you used to wear those?
That was when I had. Yeah. I did during that. That was like the growing out part of that. Yeah. So I've already kind of been there with the step semi mushroom. I'd like it to be more mushroomy, but
you think so?
Yeah, I would like that. But
would you do the step hairdo again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. So I like it. I like it. Your style has to kind of reflect it too. I don't think, for sure. I don't know if everybody could do it.
No.
We should do it on Carolyn or something.
Bitch.
Make her modern. Give her a modern makeover. She might look hella cute.
Maybe.
You never know.
When you said Andrew asked a question, bitch, I thought you were talking about the motherfucker.
Still about your pussy? Oh, the one.
I thought that's where you were going. I was like, oh. So
I've seen this on
so many trolls.
I've seen this on other people's lives that I've streamed occasionally on YouTube. People just jump in. So I don't know if it just pops up on a feed or what, but somebody came in yesterday. Was his name Alvin? I think his name was Alvin, and he asked Crystal if she's had BBC, and I was just dying fucking laughing because I knew it was like a random person that came
in.
Yes,
it wasn't a listener.
It wasn't part of our community.
Fuckers.
I loved it. Yeah, that was my favorite part, probably.
I'm all, look at me.
Yeah.
What do you
and
think?
And I missed the earlier stream where somebody, was that a stranger that told you what you look like?
Oh my God, yes, it was. That,
see, they're kind of great.
It was someone that was like, what's this channel about? So I was like, it's a podcast. I explained the podcast. And then they were like, that sounds like my jam, like right up my alley. I was like, you should check it out.
Good.
And give us some honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they
were like, here's one for you.
You look like Barbie, but if she had felonies, not an insult though. And I was like, this is the greatest. Like,
we actually love it. Thank you.
Love it. Love it. I'm taking it as a compliment. So
I think there might be some funny people on YouTube.
For sure.
I'm not mad so far.
The felony had me crying.
And have you had BBC? Because you look like you might have taken some.
And then there was, I don't know if you were on there when someone was on and was like, okay, this is enough for me. You cuss a lot. Not very ladylike.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're new here.
If you're looking for ladies, keep browsing. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling, for sure.
Not ladylike over here.
Yeah.
And they're like, why don't you want to be a lady? I don't.
I have no desire to be ladylike. The kids took pictures this weekend.
I'm really excited.
I posted little behind the scenes photos on my story. I didn't post the actual photos yet. Because
he's like doing it?
She
took over, right?
She needs to be a model.
She
actually enjoys it. She poses herself.
Yes.
She is naturally phenomenal at fucking photo taking.
She's fucking a star.
Yeah, I was shocked. And so they did a lot of one of my sisters had them do some old school poses where like one is laying down like this.
Oh, I was hoping.
Leaning over her. Like you'll see when we got a lot of the images already in a digital photo album, but I was like, wait, we're missing some. So I want to make sure I have them all and then I'll make a post so you guys could see them. But they turned out really fucking good. Oh, it was chaos because there were so many babies and little, you know, they're the littles. They're the great grandkids. So it was Stinker's grandma. Grandpa with the great grandkids, and even though
the hot grandpa.
So even though Pease is not his great grandkid, she kind of is because you know we're still family. So she was absolutely included in the photo shoot, and it turned out really fucking amazing.
Oh my god, I knew it.
Yeah, I'll be excited to post what we got.
I'm so excited.
They owe us some images, and I hope they still have them. I was talking to my niece, and she was like, "Hopefully they have them in a cloud somewhere." And I'm like, "We sound really fucking old. Like, hopefully they're somewhere." In a cloud and they didn't get deleted. I hope so, because in our digital album that we paid for, they gave us hella duplicates, which I know is a mistake, and then hell of our missing. So like, where are they at?
Did you go back or
they're closed until tomorrow, which is so weird, but like I don't want to have to dispute that charge, and you know I will. So
for sure,
yeah, let's get it together.
God, they're all adorable kids too, man.
I have something in my notes, you know, I write out the conversation, the dialogue sometimes. Mm-hmm. The other night I had a candle burning in the living room, and Pease is staring at it. She really wants to sing happy birthday or something and blow it out, and I'm like, just let it burn for a while. She's fighting the urges. So she tells me, don't touch the fire because you'll go to the hospital. My angel told me don't touch it. Her name is Chelsea and she can fly with Jesus and she's my girlfriend.
Oh. I'm sick of Chelsea, bitch.
Chelsea is my daughter-in-law, and apparently warns...
She can fly with Jesus.
And she warns Pease of things, so...
She's my angel and my girlfriend.
She said, do not touch the fire, because you'll go to the hospital.
Not only is she a model and entertainer, mm-hmm. she's a storyteller.
Yes.
Love her.
A storyteller.
That imagination is fab.
Yes, and has a spiritual connection with someone already, so...
The Jesus shit is so fucking funny. Not God, it's always Jesus.
Yes.
It's so
funny.
And when
she says amen at night, it's not just amen. It's amen for Jesus.
Yeah, amen for Jesus. Yes.
So you have to say it or she'll repeat herself so that until I say it right. So amen, amen for Jesus. Okay. Oh, she's something.
So funny.
Crystal found a bunch of write-ins, which I'm excited about.
I did. I scrolled back.
We're sorry.
You know, we be missing stuff.
We do. And let me tell you something tricky about the email. Sometimes it won't be there.
Right.
Sometimes they will. Sometimes emails that weren't there the last I checked will reappear. I don't know if we got a virus. I don't know what the fuck games are being played.
I don't either.
But it happens all the time lately with Mark emailing me episodes. Sometimes it'll show up, sometimes it won't. It just depends. And it's not in junk or trash or none of that. Sometimes it just will not come through.
Yeah, I haven't even checked junk or trash to see if we have more there.
Yeah.
I just put
it's kind of a gamble.
The name of the website. And then I scrolled. I just let it roll until it stopped.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the beginning of last year, maybe the end of the previous year.
So how do you know if we did them or not?
Because they're open. They're unopened. There's I don't know, probably like six maybe. There's a few birthdays.
We're going to do them now. Funny. I hope you're still listeners.
Yeah, and it's so funny because one of them is like for March of last year and we're almost in March right now. So it's
a year late. It's fine. It's on brand.
It's perfect, you guys.
Just know we're not ignoring y'all. We're not intentionally skipping over your write-ins. Just they get fucking mixed up sometimes. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here we go. So this says, birthday shout out from San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
Hey, aunties, it's Tiara again, except I'm not hungover this time yet. Anyway, I'm wishing happy freaking birthday to all my fellow Aquariuses. Next, I want to wish a happy birthday to myself, 2496. Happy birthday, it's today.
Hey, look at that. Look at the universe. Happy birthday.
It's been a very transformative 2425 for me. I got on Ozempic, and my A1C was at 9.8 when I started it.
I don't know what that means.
So regular A1C should be between, it should roughly be between 5 and 6, maybe 6.5.
What is it?
Blood glucose levels.
Okay.
And so hers went down. So it went from a 9.8 to a 7.3, which is really good.
That's good.
And she's down 15 pounds.
Good.
With lifestyle changes as well. Then from moving in with my partner to starting nursing school, passing my first semester with A's and B's, in the midst of all this, having ongoing psych therapy to ease my mind and to finally adopting my cat son, Catpool. I didn't name him that, LOL. All in all, just riding the roller coaster. I want to add, just living in Texas has been a shit show in itself. So I feel like a shout out is needed because the state is imploding. Finally, a shout out to y'all for being the aunties in my head and continuing to share the dysfunction. Thank you for always being genuine and real.
Thank you.
We love you. Congratulations.
So is that a current one? Because you said 2425. Yeah.
This is the current one. So the first couple are
current. Let's do currents. And then I'm so worried about the old ones, us already doing them.
I promise. I don't.
Because if I pulled them, it's still going to show up unread for you, maybe.
No, because hell of them are unread.
Okay.
So if you open something, it shows opened for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Typically. But these first four, they're current ones.
Okay.
Here, go ahead. There's a few.
Okay. Hey, ladies. Longtime listener, first-time caller. I just want to thank you guys for what you do. From the real, raw life stories to the random facts you ladies have. I've always struggled with mental health issues due to a dysfunctional upbringing. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I never had any friends with a relatable situation of having a shitty mom. I feel seen and heard when you guys talk about your own issues with your mothers. I am currently no contact with my mother because of how mentally abusive she has always been to me. Good for you.
Sorry.
For sticking up for yourself.
Definitely.
I've always suffered with abandonment and self-esteem issues due to my birth giver. It's so shitty, but you two ladies make me feel like I'm not alone.
You're not.
You make me feel empowered that I started going back to therapy and I'm on meds. Zoloft gang.
Hey.
I love listening to you guys as you brighten my day, and it feels like you guys are the older sisters I never had. I'm an only daughter. One thing I recently was told from therapy was you're not a victim, but you're a survivor.
Yep.
I just thought you ladies should be reminded that you girls are baddies and baddies can be saddies.
Oh.
Sorry, this is all over the place, but I love you ladies and you guys have helped me so much. Shout out to the baddest bitches in podcasting. Love ya. Thank you so much. You. That was sweet and we're so proud of you.
The word empowered is so powerful and I love that.
And I love hearing about people taking care of themselves and like sticking up for you. And you know what I mean? The people sometimes we're in situations where the people that we're supposed to didn't. So that's when you step up and you put you first. And you know, I love that you're doing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Pat yourself on the back. We love you. Baddies can be saddies.
Yeah.
They can.
All right. Writing in because you two have unknowingly been there for me for the past 4 years. I've gone through so many stages from discovering you guys mid-pandemic to keeping me company when the love of my life passed away and my life was changed upside down to now. Wrote in not long ago giving myself a birthday shout out. Horny Scorpio here. Did we read this? Or is it just another horny Scorpio? Another horny Scorpio. We have quite a few. I'm so proud of myself, as well as extremely appreciative of my mom, who will never let me give up on myself.
Aww.
Well, now I'm writing in because I feel like y'all are my only friends left and I need advice. Maybe just looking to be told I'm in the right, if I'm being honest, LOL. I have done so much growing and maturing that I do not play about myself anymore.
Good.
I'm an old Judge Judy bitch now. I recently cut off my whole friend group. Hey, sometimes it's fucking necessary.
It is.
It all started with one friend who was talking about my family and I, using us as an example of what she didn't want. Bitch.
Then that's not a friend.
That's not a fucking friend. This came to light from her bitter baby dad. Granted, I know he was beefing with her, wanted to ruin her life, etc. However, I took it very personally because of the things she said. I know they were said because she's the only one who knew.
Wow.
No way he would know unless she spoke about it. I confronted her. She didn't seem apologetic at all. Instead said to me, well, there was a lot more said, but I'm not here to hurt anyone's feelings. Bitch. So fast forward, I sent the message her baby daddy had sent me to our friend group chat because she was also speaking on my other friend, her dead child, and her other child. This bitch needs her ass whooped for real. My other friend and her talked it out. She said she's been there for her, so it's hard for her to cut her off. Well, she's dumb. You don't be dumb. You beat this bitch's ass, or at the very least, you cut her the fuck off. Everyone still kicks it. I don't get invited anymore. So clearly it showed
it's
me that
not a loss.
They all chose her side. Even my other homegirl who was being talked about. Girl, bye. All of y'all can go. Girl, bye. I taught Peas in the car the other day to say, girl, bye.
Good.
And she was like, I want Stevie here so I could say, girl, bye. And I said, yep. And so she started saying it to Bunny, and Bunny was like, okay, enough. That's enough. Girl, bye. That's what you tell them.
For real.
I have to be true to myself. I cut off every single one of them, even the ones not involved, because they still kick it around her. Good.
Good.
Now I'm friendless. No, you're not. You have us. But on the bright side, the most financially stable I've ever been. Even better.
Seriously.
I'm independent, so I cheer myself up by knowing I'm as loyal as they get, and I expect the same in return. Good. You don't break those boundaries and make exceptions for bitches. You don't. I'm going to find some new friends. You sure are. Thank you for hearing my dramatic Judge Judy self.
No, I don't think it's dramatic.
That's not dramatic at all. That should be mandatory. And I don't give a fuck how long you've been friends with these people or whatever. When you start showing signs of being a fake ass bitch, you're cut off. And that's just what it is. You don't have access no more. And it should be like that for everybody. You don't get to be fake, sometimey, messy, none of that shit.
Because
still
why
be
are
around.
You talking
you
about me and my family? Yeah. What the fuck did we do?
Yeah. You're like, not, you're just like not that. A friend. So you don't need to be around. The end.
Yeah. It's really shitty.
Okay. I need some advice. I'm going to keep this as short as possible. My father-in-law has always been a little narcissistic, but we never had direct issues. Well, until my two boys stayed the day with my father-in-law and his girlfriend. Then when my husband and I picked them up that evening, my father-in-law proceeded to tell us that my older son, 9 years old, was hitting my 5-year-old son. So he had to punch my son in his stomach and hopes it leaves a bruise. So he thinks about what he did next time. Okay, we're going to pause. Because if
do
I don't
shoot you.
Do you
know how much damage a grown man can do to a 9-year-old to the point where they say, I hope it leaves a bruise? I would be taking my son to the ER. Because what if there's some internal damage?
And
oh my God.
If by some strange chance I don't shoot you in your fucking kneecap for playing with my child,
at least smash your face.
You're going to jail. You're going to fucking jail. Immediate jail. Like that night, you're going to fucking jail.
Oh my God. Their siblings, their children, they're gonna hit each other.
I don't give a fuck if he stole your car and crashed it into
don't
the front
put your
of your
hands
house.
On my kid.
Oh my God. Ever. I can't like
ever.
I was in complete shock and didn't know what to say. Once we left, how did you leave? How did you leave? And your husband didn't do shit?
They probably were in shock at the moment.
Yeah, and like, once we left, I told my husband that won't happen again and it's going to be addressed, which it was, when it did leave a bruise. So now my father-in-law won't speak to us because, God forbid, I talk shit to him about it, and my husband should have told me to shut my fat mouth, and he feels like he should discipline how he feels fit, and we're not doing our job.
My family would never be around him.
And our kids are out of control.
They would never be around him, and I would be reporting him to the police.
Absolutely.
That's how I would check photos. That's how that would
go. Yeah. Photos. Yes. Oh, my God. My husband and him also had words in person and over text. My husband told him he'd rather our kids be a little more disrespectful than scared or hate their parents. We've always been so close to my father-in-law and his girlfriend. So on one hand, I feel like that is unforgivable, especially the fact I didn't ask for an apology, just a promise it wouldn't happen again.
No.
That's not enough.
Don't let your kids around him.
You have
again.
To protect your motherfucking kids. If you don't do nothing else in this life, you better do that.
Oh my God.
And he couldn't do that. But on the second hand, I feel sad for my kids and husband because they were such a huge part of our lives. Is it worth trying to be the bigger person and maybe just seeing them while we're with the kids, or fuck that and fuck him? You guys always give solid advice and I need an outside view. Thank you and love you guys. Free Palestine. We love you.
Love you.
We do not take photos of that so that it's documented. I still would have had him arrested. I don't think that's taking it too far. I think that's how far it needs to be taken. He punched your baby in the stomach and left a bruise. A grown man.
Do you know how hard that is?
Don't have your vision skewed or blurred because you had this nice relationship with him for however, like, you have to understand this person hurt your child. We're here to protect our kids.
What if he would have ruptured that baby's spleen or his liver or his fucking intestines?
Do you know how many kids die from internal damage from getting hit in a child abuse situation?
Oh my God.
You can't trust your judgment on how hard he was hit. You need to take him to be examined. I hope this ain't fucking old. You need to have it documented, and you need to not bring your kids around anyone that hurt them. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care if it's a father, a grandfather, a brother. I don't care who it is. No.
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 Do not budge on that. Oh, my fucking God.
Your children are in danger. Fuck that.
If somebody socked peas in their stomach and left a bruise, you're getting shot. I promise you, you're going to see me on the news with a smile on my face after I shoot them in their fucking legs. I'm not playing.
There's no way. Bunny or fucking
any
Stevie
of my kids.
Naya.
Any of them. I'm just thinking of a young one, but any of our fucking kids. Any kid. I don't give a fuck. There's no way.
No.
There's no way. God, that's so angering.
Imagine how fucking that baby felt.
Yeah.
When that happened.
A bruise on your stomach? How hard you gotta get hit to have a bruise on your stomach? I've fallen on shit on my stomach before and not had a bruise, but had it hurt.
That's what I was thinking.
But had it really hurt, but there was no visible bruise?
They were being siblings. He was hitting his siblings.
Oh,
dude.
My fucking God, dude. For being kids.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey guys, new fan here. My wife Jamie has been showing me your podcast for the past couple months, and I've been enjoying getting to know you two.
Thank you.
I just have a quick write-in. She's an esthetician and just recently starting the beginnings of a new business. She's worked so hard for everything she has, and I couldn't be more proud of her. Oh. I'm not looking for a shout out for her business, but was looking for maybe a shout out for the work and progress she has made. Aww. She listens to every podcast and has them on replay sometimes. Thanks for the great podcast and have a wonderful weekend. Business name is Breathe. I hope I'm saying this right. Breathe. Or maybe that's a typo and it's Breathe Massage Therapy. If you're interested in sharing. I love this and I love the support. That's from Jake.
What a great partner.
Jake and Jamie.
Oh, and congrats on your new business.
Yes, and we wish you the best.
That's really sweet. Very sweet.
I love that.
I like it when partners do that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got a birthday shout out. I think this is one of the older ones.
Okay.
Hey, aunties, my name is Dan, and first off, I have to say how much I adore the two of you. I've been a listener since episode 82. Bitch, she's on TikTok.
And was that a title?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And y'all truly got me through the pandemic and still keep me entertained and grounded to this day. I wanted to give a birthday shout out to my beautiful bestie, Maggie. She's probably going to read me for this being so late. Oh, it's real late.
It's real late. I'm sorry. Fuck.
But her and I know we both do things hella late. LOL. Her 25th birthday was on March 5th.
She's 28 now.
Yep. I think fuck. She'll probably be 26.
Sorry.
And she means the absolute world to me. Well, you're getting like 2-in-1 now.
Yeah.
We've known each other since our sophomore year of college, and our friendship has grown so much. She's one of those people you only come across once in your life and is such a genuine friend. I literally consider her family the way her and I act a fool, like we're blood cousins.
I love it.
She also happens to be a big fan of the podcast. Her and I were on a 12-hour road trip to go to a music festival one summer, and we were trying to find something to listen to. So I suggested we put you guys on, and she was instantly hooked.
I love it.
The drive was long, but you guys really got us through the bulk of it. There's even been plenty of times when we're chatting or FaceTiming, and she'll be caught up with the episodes before I can even get to them. Because she loves your energies.
I love it.
She's certainly the Pat to my Crystal. Usually I'm able to be with her to celebrate her day, but unfortunately this year I won't be able to. I hope this shout out will make her day, even if it's a little late. I love you to the moon, Maggie, and the two of us love you, ladies, so much.
Thank XO. You.
Happy birthday, Maggie, times two.
Yes.
And that's really sweet of
you, now you,
Dan.
Get a 2-for-1.
So funny. All right. Buenos dias, muchachas. So I'm currently stuck in a screwed up situation.
Uh-oh.
This is one of the older ones, but, you know, right. I felt it was a good one. I work in a male-dominant field. We deal with multiple customers and large fleet companies, so being quick and attentive is always a must. Well, recently a female employee was terminated due to lack of sales and performance with no follow-ups to customers. This said girl hated me from the get-go because I tend to isolate from everyone at work and just do what I'm hired to do. Good. I don't socialize, follow anyone I work with on social media, or even give my number out to anyone unless it's upper management. She took it personally because she is the type that has to be the center of attention. And if she doesn't receive it from you, she makes everything extremely complicated. She also kind of acts ditzy and helpless when asking for help. She wants you to do it instead of showing her how to do it.
Ew.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm. I don't like her.
She has her little cult group and is the leader, so whatever she says goes. I've been at this job 8 months and none of the guys at work interact with me. I don't mind it because I hate dealing with people.
Right.
But somehow I always catch them looking at me. And the select few I do speak with in passing have told me things the cult has said about
me.
Oh,
no.
Initially, I thought it was just stupid work drama, but found out it all comes from her mouth due to management. Calling me in and asking if I've done something or told her anything, because she was going off and talking shit behind my back when a manager overheard her. I stated no, I haven't dealt with her directly in weeks. One of the warranty administrators is dating one of the people I usually talk to in passing and told me about how upper management dislikes the girl. We get new girls coming in every few months and who tend to quit due to the cult leader and the drama the minions cause.
So she's like running people off. This is like mean high school shit.
Yeah. She sees her minions talking to the new girls and she gets pissy and tells them to stop talking to them and they listen.
What the fuck?
I never understood why a group of 7 guys would follow her every command when she's just a representative and no one with real authority. Well, I found out she slept or fooled around with all of them. She's
really friendly.
A very friendly girl. She's also slept with a general manager, 2 other department managers. Isn't this against the fucking rules?
She's up there to play games, basically. Like, ma'am, you're up there doing anything.
She's like, this is sexcapades, bro.
Right, what the fuck?
She's also slept with a general manager, two other department managers, as well as eight other department employees.
And all her minions? Like, bitch, you better be charging. What the fuck is happening?
Eight other department employees and six other competitors' employees.
She's fucking everyone.
You're fucking the enemy, too,
You're fucking everyone. You better be doing it for trade secrets, for fucking spy purposes.
They better be giving you their paycheck.
Yeah, what's happening? What is happening?
She said, great for her. I don't care.
Good for you, bitch. Have at it, but keep me out of your mouth. Damn.
Great for her. I don't care who she sleeps with, and that's not my problem with her at all.
Right.
My problem is that she recently was terminated and decided to throw everyone that she didn't like under the bus.
She's like, I'm suing all of you.
Oh, wait. Under the bus and blaming her performance on just those select few. The nail in the coffin was she sent HR an email stating that she was going to sue the company due to sexual assault from one of her minions that she had a falling out with a couple of weeks back because she wanted him to stop whatever he was doing so he can run an errand for her. And he said he couldn't because he was helping one of the new girls out. Now, he was terminated today, just 2 days after she was due to the accusations. I hate this guy, and I've worked with him at a previous employer but never got along with him because he is a creep and swears he's the hottest shit around and all the girls want him. Mm-mm. I was notified that they will be doing an investigation with everyone because of the nature of the lawsuit.
Great.
All her minions are terrified and haven't made any noise in the recent days because management stated they will be watching surveillance footage and there's tons of inappropriate touching between all her minions and herself during work hours.
Oh, my God.
They want us to talk individually and ask if we had ever seen the guy that was terminated make any sexual advances toward the cult leader.
What the fuck?
The answer would be most definitely, but she was fucking around with him during that time up until he pissed her off. So I don't put all the blame on him.
Yeah.
My dilemma is, although I hate him because I know he is in fact a creep, do I throw her under the bus and subsequently everyone else at work and make his situation a lot less worse in the court system, or do I let him take all the blame and not get everyone else fired? I know they're all stupid and I'm glad I stick to myself, but fucking shit, people are horrible. Sorry for the long story, but I can't share any of this information with anyone else.
This sounds like a really entertaining place to work.
I
like,
want to go there.
Aside from the messiness, I'm just like it's craziness. But it sounds like everything was consensual. So I would try to be as vague as possible. Hope you're not deposed and just be like it was consensual. They all had shit going on, and from what I know, it was all consensual.
I would be
and leave it at that.
100% honest and just say they all fucking banged and it was consensual.
But if they want you to name people and all that shit,
I would just talk about those two and be like, I know it was consensual.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and leave it at that.
And leave it at that. Don't dig yourself a hole in there.
Don't drag other people in it. Don't fucking, even if you know she's been fucking like half of the state, don't fucking bring in all the other people. Like,
accusing him of sexual assault because you got mad at him, bitch, is not that's okay. Wild, cold, fucking hard.
You should
work.
Go to jail, honestly, for shit like that. So I think that should be addressed.
And as much as you hate that guy, like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, and I definitely.
Even though you hate the guy, you
say it was.
It's not right.
It's not at all. That bitch.
That's wild. She was having fun.
She's a terrible.
I'm a little
human.
Jealous. I mean, not the messy part. I don't like the messy part and all the drama and the fucking being the mean girl shit. But just like the fucking wildness of it all.
Yeah, and crazy. She got a whole 7-man crew that follows her around sniffing her butt. Like, that's fucking nuts. Who wants that?
That's funny.
Okay. This is just a cute little. My wife loves you. Please tour the PNW. I bet you could do 2 shows in Portland or Seattle and sell out.
Plus, I would like to do that.
Yeah. Plus, if I can show here, I sent this, and you do tour here, I can look like a fucking god to my girl.
Let's fucking put it together.
Brandon.
We want you, Brandon, to look like a god.
For sure.
let's put this together. Help us out.
Do you know of a venue?
Yeah, let us know.
That's really
preferably
cute.
Near some good thrifting. Let me know.
Definitely. Hi, friends. I want to write a late, but it's real late, birthday shout out to my friend Getsy. Her birthday was last month in September.
Sorry.
But unfortunately, my mom was hospitalized. Oh, no. And ended up passing around that time. So I missed it. Oh, my God.
We're
I'm so sorry. I am writing to give her her flowers, as she also showed me you guys. She said it's as dysfunctional as us. She has taught me to always strive to be the best, to take initiative and get shit done, to always do stuff myself because no one's going to do it for me but me. I love her for the boss lady she is and for inspiring me always. Love you always, sis. I hope you hear this. And to Miss Patafria and Crystal, thanks for allowing me to have a safe space and to laugh at all the messed up stuff we go through. Love, love, love you all. XO Lupe.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry about your mama.
Yeah.
And happy birthday, Getsy.
Yes.
Okay, this is a funny one. Do you want to read it? Mm-hmm. Just the first sentence is great.
Okay. That candle sounds crazy. Like it's going to explode. Uh-huh, it's like always. Squeaking. Okay, so this story is in response to Crystal's client's poop ball fiasco. Dude, we have artwork that we got to share. I got to do that today. Because
R.I.P. John, fuck, I love you.
R.I.P. John.
Miss him.
So a few years back, my friend Catherine invited me to an oyster festival in Baltimore to celebrate her birthday.
Fun.
I was having a blast eating oysters prepared in different ways. Ooh. And tossing back IPAs. Don't oysters make you horny?
They're supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
They make you juicy.
Were you horny? I was feeling pretty damn good, and one of her friends, who I just met for the first time, invited us back to their place to hang out for a bit before going out again. The last thing I remember is taking a drag from a cigarette. I don't smoke. And then feeling incredibly sick. Did you smoke PCP? Like, what happened? I excused myself to the bathroom, and what happened next is something of horror films.
Oh, no.
I was puking, and all the pressure from heaving caused me to shit my jeans.
At a new friend's house. Just kill yourself.
A friend that,
hold
like,
your head in the toilet.
I hope this friend wasn't trying to, like, get at y'all or something. Like, oh, just come hang out at my place.
Oh, my God.
Not just any old shit either. I'm talking oyster diarrhea shits. Not only that, I felt so sick that I couldn't move. My friend Catherine and several other of her friends tried to help me, but I was stuck. Finally, this
pooping on yourself.
Your jeans. Oyster shit.
Poop, diarrhea, and jeans.
Oh, fucking God.
You definitely had a rash.
I think I would have killed myself in their bathroom.
Yeah.
To just not deal with it.
Yes.
Finally, this angel named Alex, who is Catherine's close friend, who also happens to be an ER nurse.
I hope he's gay.
Comes in to help. I hope it's a woman. He got super butch and stern with me and hoisted me into the bathtub where he and Catherine, bless their fucking souls, got my jeans off and bathed me in a tub like a toddler. It's a nightmare. Just kill yourself. I'd rather die than do this.
She said he got super butch and stern. He's got
and hoisted.
He's gotta be gay.
Oh my God.
Like a toddler.
This poor gay man.
I knew it.
This poor gay man I just met was cleansing my asshole in the bathtub of a couple's house I just met. Have him take you out. Because I'm not, squish me out the window. And if that's not an option, I just have to end my life in their bathroom.
Hold me under the fucking water.
Drown me.
Yes, please.
Oh my God, cleansing my asshole in the bathtub of a couple's house that I had just met. They
you
got me cleaned up, and the owner of the house graciously gave me a pair of Under Armour sweats to wear since I shit myself. Graciously, this is fucking, could you imagine if somebody I'm like, I just met you. And I'm like, we could come to my house for a minute before we really go out and turn
up. My God.
Oh, my God. Catherine got an Uber for us, and she somehow made it back to her apartment with me. I planned to pass out, and she was going to go back out with Alex, the angel that washed my shitty booty. He texted her, I will meet you out. I need to go home and change because I have shit on my pant legs. This is like, it just gets worse and worse. It doesn't end. I have still never been more humbled in my life. I also bet. Still have those Under Armour sweats. Love your show. LOL. Please don't judge me.
You're brave.
We're not fucking judging you. This is totally anonymous. This is just fuck. This is one of those situations that fucking socially anxious me, I would just not be able to deal. You made
it. I've thrown up and slept in it before.
Oh, not
but
me.
But never pooped.
You shit your jeans and someone had to derobe you. And a stranger and cleanse your asshole. Manhandle you and throw you naked into a tub and wash your butthole. It makes me feel like this. Yes. Oh, my fucking God. You made it through. You are a survivor.
If you can survive that, you can survive anything life throws at
anything.
You.
Anything. Why did...
oh, I saved that to send to you if you don't respond.
It's a minion looking sad. I guess we're done with the write-ins. Oh my fucking God.
Those were some good ones.
Those were some good ones. And we need an update. I want an update. Are you friends with them to this day?
Yeah. Can y'all talk laugh? To Alex again?
Can y'all laugh about it? Did you just delete them and move
was
on?
Was Catherine mad at you for fucking yes. her birthday up and pooping everywhere?
Oh, it was her birthday?
I think so.
This was Oyster Fest gone wrong.
And I want to know what happened with the father-in-law that punched your child.
Yes.
I want to know that.
We need an update on that. Yeah, please, guys, give us updates because you can't leave us hanging on a lot of these serious fucking situations.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
Share us.
All right, share us, please. Join, subscribe on YouTube in case you have YouTube.
We're going to be going live on
there. Yeah, we're going to start going live on there. Click the little bell and hit all so you get notified anytime we do anything on there so you don't miss them. They're a good time. Hopefully you'll catch some strangers in there asking that out of pocket funny. Shit.
Those are
it's
funny.
It's good. It's a good time.
It is.
Yeah.
And thank you guys to all of you that jumped on there. I know it's not our usual, you know, secret clubhouse.
We're just trying things. And they gave us some tips on how to get visibility and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I have no idea.
Yeah. We're learning.
Definitely. And that's it.
That's it. We love you guys.
Review us.
Yes, please.
And suck it easy.
Go to bed.